Hi guys, it's Delcy and welcome back to my podcast. Today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about questions to ask your roommate. Sorry if you hear like the loud noises, my air conditioner is running. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Here is the ultimate list of questions to ask your future roommate. What does your college schedule look like? This is a good first question, so that way you guys know about what time you guys will be waking up to get ready for class, and if you need to be quiet or if you can talk and make noise. This will also help to see if you guys have any classes that are together, so maybe you guys could walk to class together and stuff like that. The next question is, what supplies are you bringing to the room? This clarifies what things can be shared and what things can't be shared. What's your biggest fear about college? Maybe you guys have the same fear and can work it out together. If you don't really want to ask this question, you don't have to. Some of these questions I'll let you guys know if, like, you can ask, like, these are good questions to ask, or if not, and I kind of also will explain a little bit about each question as well. So the next question is, what are your biggest pet peeves? This kind of clarifies if you happen to do the things that your roommate does not like, then you can try to avoid them. And if not, you don't have to worry about it. What time do you usually go to bed? This is a good question to see if you guys go to bed at the same time. And if not, figure out a plan on how to go about that. Whether you or your roommate uses a lamp instead of the main light. What time do you wake up? This will give you a heads up on what time you'll be hearing their alarm, or a heads up on if you need to be silent when you get up. What items can we share? This is a huge question to ask. I'd ask this before you go out and buy things. That way you don't buy something and then your roommate says you guys can share it and one of you guys have to return the item. What items are off limit? This is a great way to set boundaries for your roommates. What temperature do you like the room being at? Most dorms have thermostats, so you can change the temp, but others don't, so just communicate that if you can change the temp. How do you study? This way you know that if you both are sitting at the same time, if you need to go somewhere else to study, or if you can handle what is going on around you with how your roommate is studying. How do you want to split costs on things we buy together? If you guys buy things together, maybe split up the list so you each get a few things that you guys are sharing. Also along with groceries, if you guys are in an apartment and are all sharing groceries, like, figure out that. Should we decorate the room to a color scheme? If you don't want to have a color scheme, then just decorate your side of the room to the colors that you want, and your roommate can do whatever colors they want. Are there any weird things you do when you sleep? This is key, so you and your roommate don't get scared in the middle of the night when one of you guys are doing something weird in your sleep, like sleepwalking or sleep talking. Are you a coffee or tea person or neither? This is just a general question to get to know your roommate. Are you generally an organized person? This will give you an idea about whether they are very messy or really tidy to see if the roommate situation will work out. Should we have a cleaning schedule? This could be deep cleaning your room like once a month or doing some general cleaning once a week. The next two questions are, do you smoke and do you drink? These are like general questions. You really don't have to ask these questions if you don't want to. How well do you handle alcohol? This is not a question that I personally don't think you should ask. But if you want to ask, that is perfectly fine. Will you keep anything illegal in the room? This is also a question that you can avoid if you want. When do you typically shower? You can also avoid this question. Will you be having a lot of guests over? This is good to know so you can plan out if you need to leave while your roommate has guests over or if you guys are all friends. Just work it out with your roommate so you guys can, like, know, like, if a group of friends is coming over, make sure that's not a time where one of you guys has a lot of homework to get done or a very big tests. Will you be having guys over? This will also help you plan a little. Do you mind if guys come over? This is so you know if your roommate is okay with you having your boyfriend over. What are some rules / restrictions we should set up? This should probably be one of the first questions you ask. Do you have any health problems I should be aware of? This is also a very important question to ask. I feel like it is, just so that way, like, if they are allergic to a certain scent or a certain laundry detergent, you don't have those in the room. How often are you going to be in the room? You don't really need to ask this question. Like, most people are those people that their dorm rooms is really just where for them to get dressed and sleep. That's basically it. Other than that, they're not in the room. But, like, other people are in the room, like whenever they have free time. What activities do you plan to be involved in? This will help you get an idea of what your roommate is interested in and to see if maybe you are interested in the same activities. Do you like to stay up late? Are you a morning person? These two questions, I feel like, are kind of important, so you know, like, how your roommate, like gives you kind of a general idea of when your roommate is, like, up and about and doing stuff. Do you think you'll be homesick? You really don't need to ask this question, but if you want to, you can. What stresses you out? This could be a good question to ask in case there's something that you like to do that, like, really stresses them out, so maybe you could, like, try not to do it. Have you lived with a roommate before? What clubs are you planning to join? This will also help to see what they are interested in as well. Have you thought about going through sorority recruitment? If you guys are a freshman going into college, most of the time people have not thought about going through sorority recruitment, but, like, throughout the semester, this could be a good question to ask, like, pop up in, like, the middle of the semester. What were you like in high school? You could ask this question. You don't have to if you don't want to. In case of emergency, who should I call for you? This is a big one to ask. This will help to make sure that they are okay and will make sure they are getting the help they need if anything goes wrong. How long does it take you to get ready? This question you don't have to ask if you don't want to. Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? You don't have to ask that. If they tell you, that's perfectly fine, but if you want to ask, that's fine. What are your favorite foods to eat? This is a question to get to know them. What do you plan on doing after graduation? You can ask them what their major is. How would you describe yourself to somebody else? How do you handle stress? What do you think is your best future? You don't really have to ask that question. Are you allergic to anything? This also ties into the one before, another question I said before, to make sure that you don't have any of the things that they are allergic to in the room. And the last question is, what is your favorite movie? And you can ask this question, maybe that way, if you guys have a TV in your room, your dorm room, or your apartment, or wherever you're staying with it, your roommate, you can have this movie so you guys can watch it, and you can watch it if you've never seen it, and your roommate has their favorite movie playing. So, yeah. So, that is it for this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I will talk to you guys in Monday's podcast.